we're talking to her and her team. She's in training right now, and she wants to launch her comeback in Australia. This is one of her favorite places, and we call her Aussie Kim, of course. And over the coming month, we'll look at any decisions that related to that. But she's a former champion. She's great for the event, and we want to help where we can.
It is 9 to 8 on this Wednesday morning. RSN with Adam White, Scott Gullen, and Sherelle McMahon. Always love talking tennis with Todd Woodbridge. He joins us this morning with the launch of the Australian Open yesterday. Todd, thanks for your time as always.
Hey, good morning, everybody. That means the footy season's over. We can focus on a real sport.
It's not over. Trade week, Todd. Come on. Never ends.
What were you doing 7 years after you retired?
Well, I wasn't thinking about coming back. I can tell you that. That's for sure. What an incredible story from Kim. When you played that piece, then I thought for a moment you were going to bring up my quite infamous interview that I had on the centre court with her many years ago, where she reminded me that I'd asked whether she'd been pregnant before. But anyway, that still haunts me, that one. But the good thing about Kim was that we were good friends, and she'd actually helped babysit my kids for quite a while out on tour when she used to travel around with Leighton at one point. But what was I doing? I certainly wasn't coming back. But it's an amazing story to think that she, A, wants to, and B, whether physically she can get back to that point. I mean, she's three kids that she has now. She won a US Open after having her first in, and then has been playing a bit of Legends. She's been doing a bit of commentary. But I guess, you know, that bug that you have, that competitive bug, you always want to come and see whether you can get back. But it wouldn't surprise me if she comes back and actually plays really well, because she's a great competitor. And but whether she can go deep into tournaments, I think that's going to be hard to do these days.
We mentioned this earlier, Walter. You mentioned this. Does it, Todd, say a bit about where the women's game is at? Like, does she sense there's an opening to maybe get back to the top of the train?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because she obviously feels that she can get all the way back to the top. But the thing that I look at is, in terms of ball striking, yes, she can. But what I think everyone forgets a little bit is you can go out and play one really good match, but then the body really hurts, and you've got to be able to somehow recover. And it doesn't happen as quick when you get to your mid-30s and later. And it takes 12 months to get back to really that competitive space at a minimum of what you know, where she was. And so then does the body break down and you get injured and all those sorts of things? They're the issues that she's going to have to deal with, more so than whether the quality of her tennis is going to be all right. So I'm sure she's going to come back and hit the ball great, but it's whether physically, you know, the body's going to allow it to you know, go for seven matches to win a Grand Slam, for instance.
Well, the other certainty, Todd, is that she will be well received by the Australian crowd. I mean, we absolutely adore Kim here. And a little bit similar, obviously, to Ash. I mean, Ash Barty has been just someone who has exploded, really, over the last particularly 12 months. Looks like she'll probably hold on to that top seed position. How do you think she'll cope with the pressure of that?
Yeah. What a year. I mean, win a major, get to number one, and by all accounts, she will keep the number one ranking and be seeded number one at the Aussie Open, which is amazing. I think what stood out for me at the AO in 2019 was the first time where I felt like she really looked comfortable and able to use the energy and pressure of playing at home in the right way. And she beat Maria Sharapova out on the centre court on a way to getting to the quarterfinals. And there was a moment in that match where she'd been well ahead. Sharapova came back at her in the third set with everything that she'd had in terms of good play and experience. And Ash said, no, you're not going to win this match. This is mine for the taking. And that was a moment that set the whole year for me. And also shows that she's ready to be able to play at home. And in some ways, I don't like saying she's going to win it, because I think that just adds extra pressure and it adds a headline. But there is no doubt she can win it. But I think this Australian Open coming in terms of the women's tournament is it's actually very, very competitive. You've got Andreescu, who's just won the US Open. She's a real talent, and she's the biggest threat, I think, coming into the Aussie Open. You've got Serena, having lost four Grand Slam finals in a comeback, who so much wants to get that record done. You've got Halep, who won at Wimbledon, and you throw in the likes of Kerber and others, and boy, it's actually anybody's, and it's very, very tight. So I think that the women's event's going to be a ripper.
Craig Tiley mentioned it yesterday that he feels it could be one of the biggest ever Australian Opens, and with so many different storylines, it's hard to actually argue that.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think the storylines are there at the top of the game too. Like at the men's, you've got Rafa chasing Roger's 20, and he could equal him. You've got Novak trying to chase the both of them, Roger trying to extend, Andy Murray coming back, and that's a good story too, because last year there was tears and everything at the AO when he was leaving.
When he was farewell.
With a video tribute.
Yeah, that was an odd occasion. Andy's made his way back, but I think that's a good thing, because as much as he can be grumpy and everything out in the court, he brings a different angle to it. And then you've got this new generation. I was up in Shanghai on the weekend and doing some interviews for the summer, and I spoke to Felix Auger-Aliassime, and he's a young Canadian, 19. He lost in qualies at the Australian Open at the beginning of this year, and now it's gone inside the top 20. And boy, is he a very impressive young man, great athlete, really good player, speaks really well. Everything that you kind of hope the generation coming up would have been watching in your Rogers and Rafa. So keep an eye out on him. You've got Alex de Minaur from an Australian perspective, who's won 3 tournaments this year and played brilliantly. And, of course, we've got Kyrgios, who we never know what story we're going to get from him. and they're just some of the plot lines. And there's always a Cinderella story comes along too out of nowhere, like Chung from Korea. And, you know, so, yeah, Craig's right. I think at the beginning of the tournament, though, we start with a blank page and it all unfolds, which is what the beauty of Grand Slam tennis is all about.
And the amazing thing in the Australian Open is over the years, historically, there's always one that jumps out, will reach a semi-final that no one expects. It just seems to happen every year. Todd, just to, on that, those next-gen players in the men's game, what do they need to do to go from being exciting players that can actually be legitimate top five players? It seems for quite a while they've teased, and there's been a lot of them, but they've never been able to quite crack it.
Yeah, and it's frustrating, I think, for us as it is for them. But I think one of the things that I've watched is there's been a lot of really good ball hitters. You know, they you know, strike it great, but they don't play great tactical tennis. And I think a lot of their coaching at the moment is all about power and physical, which is hugely important. But there's an element of you know, when to play shots, where to play shots, timing of that, you know, are they playing the scoreline properly, or are they just sort of randomly hitting tennis balls? And I think there's a fair bit of that to it. The one player that I really like in terms of tactics is Tsitsipas, and he's one that you mentioned that came out and made the semis. But he's sort of still, he's got a game that's aggressive, and he's got to still find time to be able to get to the top spots in the world. In some ways, you know, that's why the top three have been better for so long, is that all of those disciplines that I just mentioned, they do better than anybody else. But the young ones have to start to believe that they can get there. And the US Open with Daniil Medvedev came along, and, you know, he can be a bit crazy, but he can be so competitive. He's the sort of guy that's likely to slip through it and win one of those as well at the moment. So, but he's got the discipline that the others actually look like they haven't had, and a bit of the belief. Great US Open final going to 5 sets. So it's going to happen soon, though. It just has to by Father Time stepping.
Todd, thanks for your time as always, and I'm sure we'll chat to you many times between now and the start of the Australian Open. Thanks for your time.
Good on you guys. Thanks very much.